kids, little David. And he had been tried, and he knew his God was working on his behalf. He said, I have defeated the lion and the bear with Christ's help. He's delivered those things to me. And he said, this uncircumcised Philistine will be just as they were. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And he came with confidence, yes, facing that battle. And he owned it from the word go. He said, is there not a cause? And he took forth that thing, Larry, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And he took forth that thing. Yes. And I tell you what, he swung that thing and that battle dropped.
Yes.
Now sometimes the battle dropped, and then we don't finish it off, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
We got to take and we got to finish the battle.
Yes.
We got to own our battles, guys. They're ours for the taking. It's time to live victorious. I told the youth Wednesday night, Colette, I said, we're not average. We're not serving an average God. Yeah. We're serving a supernatural King of Kings. Yeah.
Well, he's not through shouting because the title of my message tonight is The Battle is the Lord's. So I don't think he's through shouting, and how about you? It's been a joy being here tonight, and we are one of those kind of churches. Just thought I'd tell you. One of them kind of churches that believes in letting God have his way. Amen. Long as he's put me in this office to be here, that's the direction that we're going to be following by all of our means. And we're going to follow the cross and keep ourselves under the blood and do what God wants us to do. And in that being said, with that great testimony there before we got started here tonight, before I came to the pulpit here, I began to ponder in my mind, and I began to feel in my spirit that, and you know, I'm not saying you're here or not here, but I began to ponder in my spirit some of the folks in our congregation that I feel like, in my observation, could be losing the battle. Maybe not as what was your wording there? Own the battle? That's good. I like that. Amen. How many wants to own the battle? Amen. We're going to touch on 4, 5, 6 things here that puts it in perspective of the fact is that it is his battle. It is the Lord's battle. It's not our battle. It's his battle. And I can tell you right now, church, how you approach the battle will make a difference in the outcome of the battle. Now, I want to approach it like God wants me to approach it. First and foremost, I'm going to have a desire to serve him. Can tie this in with our enduring today, because we're going to have a desire to win the battle. And somebody says, I get tired. You know, come on. This is just, we're just going through life here. We're just going through. No, we are soldiers of the cross. We're not just here by accident or by chance. And these things that come up in our lives is to try us not to. I want you to understand this. Somebody said this maybe this morning, and I've said it too. I've got you to understand this. God's not against you. He's not against you. He's not against me. He's not against the church. He's for us. He wasn't against the children of Israel when all the brothers were running from the battle. And David said, it's not a cause. He wasn't against those that were fearful. He was still for them. They just had to stand up and fight the fight. Amen. Be on the right side. You got 1 Samuel chapter 17 found for me. Be looking that up. Amen. If I get to coughing too much, I'll turn this over to Brother Bobby. He may jump up and take the mic from me before it's over with. I don't know. Amen. Are you glad the battle's not yours? I want to say this. I appreciate everybody being here tonight. Just good to have you in the service, and just thankful today in our pondering. When we go to read just a scripture or two, this is about David and Goliath. Just going to read a scripture or two in the 17th chapter. In our thoughts today of folks just in our church that to me, and this is me maybe, no it's not, it's God speaking to me, are getting weary in the battle. And are to the point of losing the battle. How does that happen, preacher? When you see the desire of the soldier begin to dwindle, he's very vulnerable. or she's very vulnerable. How many knows that? Going to have to want to fight. 1 Samuel chapter 17. We could read what David said in verse 16, if you would stand with me. Thank you. Verse 16 says this: "This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and will give the carcasses of the hosts of Philistines this day unto the fowl of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, and all that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Verse 47, "All this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into your hands." Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for victory. Thank you tonight for every song. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in the midst of this people. Lord, strengthening, Lord, the church today. Lord, we praise you. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your victories in our lives. Lord, it's touching lives here tonight, encouraging your people today as we get into your word. Lord, if it's one that needs strength, strengthen them, Lord, today. And we're going to give you praise and honor. Anoint me, Lord, to say what you want said, and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all give the Lord a clap of praise again tonight. He's worthy in this house. Amen. We can look into speaking of on the subject of the battle is the Lord's. And we're going to have to realize that the battle is the Lord. Going over to Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going to hit several scriptures tonight. Little uncharacteristics of me maybe. In Isaiah chapter 40. Scripture says in verse 11, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough made places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Realizing this today, church, there is but one reason that we have a battle. And I want to get to this point here today. It's not because that you go to church on Sunday. Y'all still with me? It's not. A lot of folks go to church on Sunday and have no communication with God whatsoever. Amen. It's not because of where we live in America. It's not because of so on and so forth. Not because you're blessed with a nice home, or not because you've got a good job. None of those things come into the fact and to the equation of the battle that we're in today. I pray you tonight, church, what is the very utmost root of this battle is simply this. It's over the absolute name of our Lord and Savior, and His glory is the object of the battle that we're in today. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I don't know what's going on here in my life." Realizing the Word of God, this gospel is what is absolutely going to inspire us and glorifies God through this Word. So we are in a battle today, not because of where we're at, but it's because of who we know. It's because that you and I are born again, blood-bought Christians. We stand in a different area than someone out there in serving some other God. How many knows there's a lot of gods out there? A lot of religion out there. I don't want religion. I want salvation. Amen. I want to walk with Him. And folks, we're going to have to realize that this is a fact of us today, that this battle is not because of me. It's because of Him. The Philistines was about their business out there, roughshodding over the children of Israel. How many has realized today the devil is about his business today? How many would like to be somebody that stands up in this time we're walking in? I might have to ask that question again. How many wants to be one today that will stand up in the day we live in? How many wants to be one that will stand out when nobody else will stand? Somebody that will pray when everybody else is laughing. Someone that'll spend time with God when everybody else is at the lake. Come on now. Somebody that will spend time with God. How many want somebody? I just made a mention here a while ago before church started. I said, you know, we don't have as many come out on Sunday night, but I'm just bullheaded. If it gets down to just one or two of us, I'm going to come to the house of the Lord on a Sunday night. Amen. If you don't want to come, that's between you and God. But I tell you what, church, as the day approaches, we ought to be more stirred about what God needs us to do. Just possibly could be somebody's out here and needs something. Amen. But David come up to the battle, and he realized that there was a force coming against the children of Israel. There was the Philistines out there. And folks, if you and I do not have a desire, and Abel not only have a desire, but have a fire in us to stand, Brother Paul, we'll find today that we'll not be a soldier for very long. I've used this example several times when I preach along these lines. I've seen men and women that have been in the army, and they've been in the war across the seas, and some might feel like that war's not going anywhere. May not feel like there's no cause for that war. And Sister Marty, they'll come over, they'll get injured, and they'll come back over home, and they'll stay here for a while, and you'll talk, they'll interview them, and the first thing they say is they want to get back out there on the soldier's trail. Want to get back in the battle. You know why? Because they have a desire for the battle. How about you tonight? We've got to realize one thing. 2 Chronicles chapter 13. Praise the Lord. Y'all still with me? 2 Chronicles chapter 13 and verse 12 says, "And behold, God himself is with us, for our captain and his priest with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you, O children of Israel. Fight ye not against the Lord for the fathers of your fathers, for ye shall not prosper." Amen. We're going to have to realize this thing today. Another fact of this battle is the only thing that we're going to be able to stand on is the power of the Holy Ghost, is who is going to help us and strengthen us to be an overcomer and win this battle. Still got the conclusion the battle's not ours. Going to have to own the battle and own one thing. We're going to have to surrender to God and know that He's in control. It's not us, but it's Him. What happens then, preacher? You're going to have to fight. This is a warrior, and it's going to have to be a warrior mentality. Fix to turn him back loose. You ready? The fact of the battle is we must be ready to fight. No quitting. Because what happens is a lot of times, church, we get weary in the battle. And then here's another problem in the battle. We can't see the victory. So if we can't see the victory, then we're going to run from the battle. If we can't, here, listen, you and I cannot comprehend. I can tell you right now, I don't know exact numbers. Some of you folks that are more understanding of the word don't maybe know how many people were scattered out across that valley there when Goliath would come out. Would it be safe to say hundreds of thousands of people there in that battle, Sister Marty? Whenever David was coming against Goliath, hundreds of thousands of people there in war on there, and the children of Israel running this way, and Goliath was roaring out and breathing out warnings and harsh things to the children of Israel. I can tell you right now, not one person, I believe, in that battle, Sister Heather, thought when they got over there, they thought, boy, David's going to go down there and pick up 5 smooth stones, and he's going to pick them in his little pouch, and he's going to have his little sling on his side, Brother Bobby, and that's how David's going to win this battle. Do you think anybody thought that? I don't even think David thought that when he ran up and said, "Is there not a cause?" I believe David thought, "Lord, you've helped me through the lion. You've helped me through the bear. Amen. And you're going to help me through on this Goliath battle here." And folks, listen, you and I cannot understand how God's going to do it. We've got to realize God is going to do it. We've got to realize this. It doesn't matter how God does it. It matters that God is the one fighting the battle for us. Nobody knew. Hallelujah. Nobody knew. Y'all hearing me tonight? Nobody knew that he was going to pick up 5 smooth stones. Some simple way to win the battle. It wasn't something complex. It wasn't something difficult. It was something very simple. It was something that God had stored in David's heart to do to win that battle. Because, can I tell you one more real big secret? God knew where the weak point was in Goliath. You could look at him on the outside, Brother Nathan. You could think, there's no way. Hey, man, that dude's carrying over 150 pounds of armor. How could one little scrawny, there's old David right there. He's a little scrawny fella. Come on, step up here with me, son. We're going to shout tonight, son. Here's a little scrawny David. How in the world can this little fella here come against the Goliath and win this battle? They could never figure out. It was impossible for that to happen. But I can tell you, how many remembers what I'm preaching about? The battle is the Lord's. So you can't comprehend in your mind how God can do it. You've just got to believe that God's going to do it. You've got to be the warrior. You've got to have the determination and realize God is going to do it. Goliath on the mountain, Brother Mark screaming out, disrespecting God's people. And it was an impossible battle to win. You know why? Because as my mind would wonder, Brother David, as he would make his way, I like these haircuts, can't mess them up. Stopping right there. As Goliath stood there and David was coming to the battle, Brother Josh, I believe that no doubt, just my mind wondering, maybe Brother Bobby, he could hear the clumbering, he could hear the running, and he could hear the whimpering from his brothers and those folks. Every time Goliath would scream out, Brother Nathan, he could know about as David was going to the battle, they was meeting him leaving the battle. Come on, somebody. It's time we realize that battle's not ours, it's God's. He didn't have the answer in his pocket first, did he? He didn't come to it with the stones. He come to it with the Lord. Is that how you're facing your battles? I got to hurry. We've got to be a warrior. Let's hit this scripture real quick. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Being a warrior, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. Got to be a warrior. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under his feet shortly, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under his feet. God is committed, amen, through his Son, through the power of the Holy Ghost, to empower the church to be victorious. He is committed. He has given his Son's life. God has given us breath. He has given us everything that we need and has performed everything we need. Now it's up to you. So he's committed. How about us? We commit to the battle. We'll win this battle. Praise God. I can tell you the battle get hard. Amen. A lot of times the easiest thing for you to do will be to run. Amen. The first thing you'll be to do is contemplate. Am I in this battle? Can I win this battle? Have I made the right decision? Am I sure I'm doing what I should do? That's the devil working on your mind. I'm here to tell you right now, that battle that's going on in your mind is the devil's business, but God is the one that's going to win this battle for you. The only avenue the devil has on you is your thinking. Devil is real. God's greater. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb. He is committed to fight for you. Now, Psalms chapter 98. I'm going to close here. Battle's his. How many knows that? Got to own that battle.
God's going to just say, hey, guess what? I did that because I wanted people to see me through you. Hallelujah. Jesus, I choose to be more than average. I choose to be a child of the living God. I choose to be a Christian, Larry, that I can wake up in the morning and I can say, thank you, Jesus. I know you're going to send something good my way. I know that you're going to fight my battles for me. Hallelujah. Don't choose to be average. Choose to be a child of the living God. Hallelujah. He's got great things for you.
Amen. Give the Lord a clap of praise tonight. Now, when we become not average and we become overpowering church like God has instilled for us to be, and we are that soldier that God wants us to be, there's another part to this that's going to put this battle the way God wants it. We must give him the glory for what he's doing. 98th chapter of Psalms, verse 1 says this: sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand, hallelujah, and his holy hand, arm, hath gotten him the victory. He deserves the glory when he performs it in our life. Hallelujah. Move over to Exodus chapter 15. Y'all didn't know I had some scriptures. Exodus chapter 15. Moses sang this. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed glorious. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him an inhabitation, my God, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Let's give the Lord a clap of praise in this house. Brother Bobby looked at my notes, and this is what it said: do not fight. Do not put this battle in your hands, but let God fight the battle. When it becomes about you, you lose the battle. One more saying here of this: do not fight with the Lord's cannon and use the devil's powder. Y'all with me? In the name of the Lord, and use the devil's tactics. God's a God of truth, of peace and joy and love, forgiveness, humility, meekness. That's God. That's the cannon of God shooting out there. And y'all know the flip side of that coin, don't you? Strife, envy, jealousy, malice, anger. All these things, works of the flesh that will not work in God's army. Except, well, absolutely. You can't listen. Oh, I might as well throw this in here while I'm there. You can't have hard feelings before somebody and using the name of the Lord. It just will not work. Amen. You got to walk in love and walk in forgiveness. Make it God's cause and make it about him, and you win the battle. Not one time did David say anything about him. It was about the Lord and what the Lord was going to do. It was about God getting the glory. And it's not woe me. It's hallelujah him. Amen. Stand with us tonight. Man, it's been good tonight. Hope y'all enjoyed the Lord tonight. Around here tonight in this service. He's a blessing if you'll let him be. Might ought to repeat that. He'll bless you if you'll let him. But the losing of the battle happens when you lose the sight of the cross. When things around you get to be more important than the things God's doing. If we're not real cautious, I just read to you not to fight against God. If you're not real cautious, we'll be fighting against him. Preaching good now. Let's pray. Father, tonight, praise you, Lord, for every song, every testimony in this service tonight. Lord, the battle rages, but we are victorious. Lord, I praise you tonight for victory. I thank you tonight in this house. Lord, touching lives here tonight, moving in this service mightily, God, tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you for your anointing tonight in this service. Have your will and have your way in this altar service, and I'll praise you for it. As they begin to sing or play tonight, evidently there's a battle going on, or God wouldn't have been talking back in that room back there on Sunday, talking to Brother Bobby tonight. We didn't have any correspondence on what I'm preaching. Nobody knows what I'm preaching except the Lord. For that very reason, if God speaks it, you know it's from him. I mean, he's glad. Y'all still with me? I want to repeat again tonight what I felt in my spirit. Maybe they're not here. Maybe you're here. I feel in my spirit there's some folks losing the battle. Feel that tonight. You're weary. You're discouraged. You're distracted. You're not focused on the cause. And it's having an effect on you in every aspect of your life. Battle's not yours. It's His. Altars are open as they begin to sing. Praise You, Layla. Praise Your name, Lord, tonight.